this war erupted in Khartoum here. People were desperate. People were like no communication. People were like what to do. People were frustrated to communicate with their families in different areas within the Khartoum city. Oh, then we discussed this issue and we come up with idea of let's build and set up an initiative that's called emergency room that we can provide information for the families and see their situation in that area, and then we can follow up the what happened to them in the areas during the fighting between the warring. It's a WhatsApp group now. And we found that is getting this objectives of that why we established this group. And then our ideas was also call for those who in need. Like, for example, if there is some people just locked inside in the warring parties place, and that someone cannot reach there, so we can get his contact, and then we use the social media to try to call upon those who can help, who is around there, for example, to find a way for them to get out from the place that they're locked in. We succeed this idea, and then we get the result is positive, and we get some people outside from the areas.
What made you feel the need to do this when South Sudanese have an embassy in Khartoum? Did you see a gap? Or did you do it in connection with the embassy? Did you collaborate with them?
Actually, we tried to find out with the embassy if they have a plan for South Sudanese who are now locked inside here. What we learned, we just got someone who posted a post on Facebook. It's our embassy personnel is working with the embassy here in South Sudan. He was calling upon South Sudanese to stay calm, to stay in their places, to be safe. It's just like a post on Facebook. But there were not any official statement from the embassy here that to let people feel like they have someone who taking care of them. We found that they have no plan. They have no plan to. They have anything to do with South Sudanese here. And I think the embassy failed South Sudanese in Khartoum. This is the reality.
And what services have you provided through this volunteer group you set up so far?
that some people use this platform to get the right information that they can let them come out from that place. Also, we were thinking about knowing the information, for example, news about South Sudanese who have been like in this crossfire, and if there's someone affected by this fighting and some or somewhere else, so the families will not know if they are safe or what happened to them exactly. So the WhatsApp group give them a chance to communicate and knew the information and the situation in the areas.
Yes. The biggest operation was the evacuations, of course, you helped with. And
Yes.
I had a quick question there. Banks are closed in Khartoum and across Sudan, and the usual channels of remitting money are not working. Dahabshell, Western Union, etc. How are the families you are helping getting money? Because I know the bus ride to the border of South Sudan requires money to buy a ticket and other road trip necessities. How are you dealing with that? How are you helping in that regard?
Actually, let me put it very clear. The emergency room was not providing any kind of assistance in terms of money. This should be clear for all. And such as we was trying to just open the communication room for all. And I think if you, I don't know if you went through this emergency room, we found that there are some people who initiate some initiatives that how to help South Sudanese in this area, raising issue of providing some assistance in terms of money. It was difficult during this 10 days in Khartoum here. The bank account was not working. As well, sometimes it's work at mid of night, but sometimes it's not working. And if you get someone to send you some credit on the account, you will not get a cash, that because people are using also the cash here.